The following is a special sports presentation of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Last Sunday in the jungle, the orange and black ran out of the tunnel with members of the military. The running was just getting started.
Dalton hands off to Mixon, finds a hole up the middle. He'll go up and over 100 yards, and he makes it down to the 11-yard line.
One play later, Mixon closed out the game.
Mixon down to the 5, fighting for the goal line. Touchdown, Bengals!
Week 13 brings the national spotlight of Monday Night Football. It's a double chin-strap AFC North clash, better known as Steelers Week. We'll lay it on the line next on Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis. Hi again, everybody. Greetings from Studio B, and welcome to Bengals Weekly with head coach Marvin Lewis. I'm Dan Hoard. He's Dave Lapham. This week, the Bengals are in the Monday night spotlight as they host the Pittsburgh Steelers. Before we get to Pittsburgh, coach, let's look back at last week's victory over the Cleveland Browns, starting with Joe Mixon's 114-yard rushing performance in that game. What is he doing 11 games into his career that maybe he didn't do quite as well in the first few?
Well, I think Joe's been fairly consistent. I mean, there's some times where we wanted him to be a little better on his tracks and so forth, and I think continuing to progress and grow in every way. But I've been, we've been very pleased with Joe, and I thought we did a much better job of identification and so forth and being on the right people. And we've got to keep building upon that for the rest of this football season, because we're going to need, rushing output as much as we can, each and every Sunday. Those things all help open up the passing game and vice versa.
Andy Dalton playing very efficiently. 140 pass attempts now without an interception. Tom Brady had one last week. So Andy's got the longest stretch now in the NFL without turning the football over. Since the Baltimore opener, where he had 4 interceptions, he's got 18 touchdown passes, 4 interceptions. I mean, that's the Andy Dalton that you know.
Well, he's doing a really good job of continuing to protect the football. And week in and week out, that's what your quarterback has to do, is keep the offense rolling and down the field, making first downs. And then but we're doing a good job now. We have to continually push the football vertically. We're doing a good job, guys, being on spot and making sure we're in the right spot and giving him the opportunity to do that. And then, like we said, him not risking the football. If he has to take another throw, move in the pocket and go to the next down, and the next play we'll get.
Turning to the Steelers, Le'Veon Bell has 313 touches this year, 67 more than anybody else in the NFL. Does this guy ever tire?
Doesn't seem like it, but he's an excellent runner, ball carrier, patient, great vision, can accelerate, breaks tackles, and then as a receiver, he's outstanding. He gets the ball, he makes good catches. And then he can, you have to get close to him as a receiver. You can't give him space because he'll make that guy miss.
When you face the Steelers, is there a fine line between the physicality required and the poise required?
Well, we have to play with poise. And we know it's going to be a physical football game. Every time we play a physical AFC North team, that's what it comes down to. So we got to understand that. And we have to stay physical and throughout the game and stay sound and composed. Throughout, and that's all three phases.
Let's grab the pen and go to the telestrator.
Today I started with our offense, and again, this is one of the early plays in the game. And again, a nice job here. Again, you see the response to some of the throws that come off of some of our runs, because you got both linebackers moving away from the ball, and then the ball is able to break up in there. We get a good edge there, and able to create some angles in the running game, which is really important to do. There, knocking him out there, coming back there, pulling around and through, and then Joe making a good run, and again, falling forward. Here's big third down play here, a nice job here as we come up. And again, important that we continue to convert. You see them come with the pressure on that. A nice job here by Giovanni coming over and across and picking up. Gio did a great job throughout the day in picking up pressures off the edge. And again, Tyler Boyd turning his shoulders up the field and running to get the first down. A really good job there and keeping the drive alive. So important part of everything you do. Again, you see as the pressure comes, and Gio comes back across and making the play there. And again, Andy delivering a good ball to Tyler, being able to step through it, and Tyler getting upfield and getting the first down. We go to a first and 10 play later in the game. And again, a nice job by the guys up front. Again, if you look, we got good movement here, and Joe's able to make the cut back up in there. And a nice job again. As you see him finishing the play, his shoulders are pointed towards the goal line. So those are good things. So we went on the ball here. And again, a nice job creating the space, creating the movement, and Joe keeping it, and then coming back at the last second is what you want to have. And then coming to the defense here, again, this is a play in the first quarter. Again, and what we got to have is consistency. It's going to be key this week as well. This is, you know, the runs similar to this that we got to make sure we're always gap sound. We're staying square at the line of scrimmage. And again, ball wind back, get to the unblocked guy, make the play. This is the third down play in the game. And a good job here. Great rush here by Carl. Again, as you mentioned earlier, nice job there. Again, he's working the tackle up the field and then comes back. And then you can see Chris Smith with the spin, and he and Carl split the sack, I think, on this case, on this one. Nice job there. So, again, I think a lot of, you know, good plays in the game, and it's really going to be important that come Monday night we make those plays all the time throughout.
Best of luck.